Welcome to the No Filter Photography Podcast. I am your host, Ronnie Cook. Today, I have another special guest. You might see some of his amazing photos on Instagram or even on TikTok, where he shows the pictures and does behind the scenes. Please help me welcome Mr. Anthony. It is always amazing to be able to talk to different photographers about how they got started, from starting out doing wildlife photography and posting some amazing pics of toys. Once again, I would like to leave you with a quote from Destin Sparks. Photography is the story I failed to put in the words. I want you to sit back and think of the quote for a couple seconds. Just about all of photographers that take pictures and post them to Instagram or Facebook tell a story that you can't put into words. From taking a picture of a beautiful sunset to taking pictures of your son, daughter, eating ice cream with ice cream all over their face. That's the beauty of photography. When the picture you see or take, you have no words for it. This month, I want you to go out and try to take a photo that when someone looks at it, they are speechless. They can't find the words to describe it. The photo can be anything, from a beautiful sunset or a sunrise, to a beautiful flower you see on the side of the road. If you would like to see more of Anthony's work, you can check out his Instagram or TikTok at matt_toy_photography. And trust me, you don't want to miss out on any of his work. And once again, if you would like to be on my podcast, you can email me at nofilterphotographypodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe. And like always, thank you for turning into the No Filter Photography Podcast. See y'all next time.
I am here with Mr. Anthony. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Awesome. So can you tell the audience a little more about yourself?
So I live in California. I grew up in the Bay Area. I moved all around the Bay Area. So right now I'm in the East Bay, but I've been in the peninsula everywhere. I found out that I had dyslexia. And so I struggled with school a lot, and art was kind of like the biggest outlet for me. So from there, like in college and stuff, I did film. So film and TV was like the biggest thing for me. I got a certificate of proficiency from college. And I currently work full time at Whole Foods to pay the bills and do photography.
Awesome. So how exactly did you get into photography?
So the funny thing is that my mom was the one that got me into photography. And whenever we'd go on trips, she would bring her camera. And every once in a while, I would be like, hey, can I take a picture of this? Or can I take a picture of that? And then when she upgraded to a new camera, she was like, here, have mine. And so more and more, I just started taking photos from there. And the funny thing, too, is that whenever we went on a trip now, we take photos and we have the same pictures. And so it happened to be about maybe June 2019 that I started getting more serious about it. And I was going on trips, and I was trying to go to I was trying to do landscape and wildlife photography. So I was going to parks and trying to take pictures of parks. I was going all over California.
Now, wildlife is what you started out in doing photography, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That camera that your mom gave you, what kind of camera was it?
It was a Rebel 3TI.
Do you still use a Canon camera?
I do.
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I love them. Like, it. Our home is like a Canon home. Like
Right?
everything we have everything Canon.
Right? That's what I'm still using the 3 years ago my camera that I started out with. I mean, you can upgrade, but there's really my personal experience is Canon is the go-to camera.
Yeah. I mean, I was
So,
looking at a bunch of other cameras when I was going to start getting a new camera, and I just kept going back to the Canon.
yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it is a wonderful camera to use. What kind of gear would you what kind of gear would you recommend for someone that is starting out doing photography?
Well, I mean, the what do you call it? So, like, for me, the Rebel was just a great starter camera. And then for like the lens, I had a 40 to 22, 40 to 200 lens. And that one, it just the versatility on it. You can go close, go far. It was just great. And then, you just need a tripod and you're set.
So what got you started in doing toy photography instead of doing wildlife?
So it happened during the lock when we had the lockdown. I found a couple of little figures, like Lego figures, in my backyard that must have been there from the previous owner. And I had always been interested in toy photography, so I was like, "Well, I can't go to the parks right now because they're all closed. So I'll just take a picture of this little figure," and they turned out great. And then from then on, I ordered some figures online, and I just kept going with it.
Man, I've seen your Instagram and I believe you have a TikTok too. And the
Yes,
way,
I just started that.
yeah, but the way that you do the background, or the, not the background, but like the video before the picture, you have so much detail in each picture. It's they are the pictures come out really amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I love that, like the debris tosses and stuff.
Yeah.
Those, since I started, I've always wanted to do that. And I've just gotten better and better at being able to capture that.
So far, what is your favorite? How can I say? What is your favorite picture of you taking of the toy?
It would have my favorite one would have to be I did these villains, and it was like Power Rangers, and they were kind of lined up on the ground, and I had smoke over them. I had a you call that fog machine, and I had smoke over it, and that it they were all dark, and you could barely see them, but the sun coming from the top with the clouds and everything.
Had like a ray coming through the smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, that's one of my favorite pictures. If I personally like take I haven't I would like to try doing that, but with me I take a lot of I don't know if you see my Instagram, but I take a lot of landscape pictures, and my favorite is like sunset and sunrise, and my favorite ones are like when it's foggy in the morning and then that ray of sunshine comes through the fog or the clouds. That those are just amazing.
Yeah, to go out and capture those. I went to the Golden Gate Bridge once, and to capture the fog trying to go underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. And it, of course, the day I go there, the fog is really light and everything, but yeah, it was to that's what you want to try to capture, and it's always hard to capture the it like that because you have to go at the right time.
Yeah, like this morning, I think it was, believe it was this morning. I mean, I had to go to work about 6:30. I looked outside the bay door, and it was just like orange, like a burnt orange. And I was like, "Dang, I can't have my phone out at work." So I'm like, "Oh, I want to take a picture so bad, but I might get in trouble if I get caught." So I was like, "Dang, that's like the perfect time to, every time you see a perfect picture that you think is going to be great, you can't take it because you'll get in trouble or something, you know what I mean?" So,
You're just sitting there driving home and you're like, I don't have my camera with me.
oh,
Oh
you're
no.
right. Or half my pictures are I take with my iPhone, or I'll take with my camera, or my Canon camera. So I try to switch it up. If I'm driving home, or I can pull over, I don't have my Canon camera with me, I'll just pull over, take a couple pictures, and just go home and edit them and stuff like that. So, but
Yeah,
yeah.
phones today are amazing.
Oh yeah, especially the iPhones. Well, not just the iPhones, but the newer phones that are coming out, are their cameras are just, like you said, just amazing now. It beats the heck out of the cameras that they used to have. So,
Yeah, I remember those little flip phones that you do, and it's just totally pixelated.
it's all fuzzy.
Yeah.
Trying to get a good can good picture, but it's all fuzzy because you took it with your flip phone.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think that has improved in your photography, and what do you think that still needs to be improved?
So for me, what, like I said, I always wanted to do the debris tosses and stuff, and I always struggled with that in the beginning. And I couldn't figure out the right, shutter speed to capture it. And then if I did have the right shutter speed, it was too dark. So just being able to finally do that now, and get it to how I just love the picture, it's just that's what I feel I've been improved more. And then also holding the figures up with wire, that was a challenge on itself.
Exactly what kind of wire do you use, if you don't mind me asking?
Just like a regular like 16 gauge wire, and just bending it and trying to hold up the figure like you go to walk away, and
Start leaning over.
yeah, start leaning over or fall over, and then you have to go back, and it was just so troublesome. But I got it, and I was able to kind of figure it out after a while, but it took forever.
That's awesome. So, what do you think that still needs to be improved?
I would say studio lighting. That's always been a challenge for me. Kind of when I had like set something up inside and then have to put my own lights around it, I've always struggled with those lights. I get they're off by too far, or one's too bright, one's too dark. I've always struggled with that. But and then the way that some of these photographers do it is just amazing.
Yes. I mean, I follow a couple of people on Instagram where they'll take a picture of somebody or a model, and then if you slide over, they tell you, okay, this is what the light's set at, this is what my camera's set at, before and after and stuff like that. And some of these, like, people that are starting, or not, well, I wouldn't say starting, they've probably done this for years, but just some of the people that are on Instagram, and like, their ideas are amazing. It just makes me want to go grab my camera right now and just, looking through Instagram, go grab my camera and try it.
Yeah, like there's things that I see on other people's accounts that I look and I'm like, I have to go try that. How did they do that?
Right. It's like, I want to try it, but when I try it, I fail. So I was like, dang it.
Well, I mean, it's whenever you fail too, you always you learn from your mistakes.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So
You and I believe in this. I don't know if you this business, or if you want to call it a business, or I don't know what exactly what you could call photography, but You had to learn from your mistakes. Okay, my shutter speed's at this, but it came out dark, too
Exactly.
light, blurry, a little blurry, or whatever it is, you learn from your mistakes and try to fix it. And like you said, excuse me, like you said, with you getting the debris, trying to, get it right, it took you several times, but you finally got it right. And I bet you felt so proud of yourself, like jumping inside, jumping up and down with joy, because you got the picture that you wanted.
Oh yeah. It was, I want to say, I've been doing this for just a little over a year now, the toy photography.
Really?
And when I want, maybe like a couple months ago is when I felt I got it. I got it down, you know? And I just remember the first photo I did. I was like, that's it. That's it.
Have you ever looked at the very first toy photography picture that you took, and look at the most recent one and think, man, I came a long way?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 'Cause I did, I bought, what was it? Black Panther one, and then I had two figures going against each other with that. And now that I look at some of the stuff I do now, it's just like it was, there was, the lighting wasn't right. The it was just totally like the color was off.
Oh yeah.
So,
I used to use, I don't know what the name of it is. It's a dang it, what is it called? It's an app that you use to edit pictures, and I used that in like when I first started, and I was like, oh man, this is amazing. This is cool. And I showed my sister-in-law, my brother, my friends. They're like, oh, that's good, that's good, that's good. Looking back at it now, I was like, man, I wish I'd known about, the other dang it, what other app do I use? I can't remember. I wish I used the other app that I use now then, and I'm like, man, that looks so much better. I put too much into here, or like you said, how it's too dark or it's too bright or something like that, or anything like that, basically. So, but yeah, what do you use to edit your photos?
I use Adobe Photoshop
About how long does it take you to edit your photos and like get the process down? And okay, well, here, let me ask you this. All right, take me through a typical day when you want to go out there and shoot photos of the toys that you want to take the photos of. About how, take me through the typical day of that, and about how long does it take you?
I would say it takes me, I usually start around, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then it depends on how involved the setup is, because I use a lot of like bricks and stuff, so that can take a lot of time to like set, to get the set up. And then just doing the shoots and everything, I'll be done by like maybe noon. And then coming into editing, that can take time. If I have a lot of lens flares that I want to add or effects that I want to do on Photoshop, that's going to take some time. And then what I love about Lightroom is that I can just kind of go through how it's all organized. They're all organized and ready for you there. And then I can just go through, find the one I want, because I shoot at such a high speed that I'm shooting a bunch of a whole bunch laid out for me, you know.
Awesome. Yeah. So have you ever tried to do a photo shoot? I guess you can call it a photo shoot with maybe excuse me. Like Hot Wheels?
I haven't tried Hot Wheels. Just because I like the whole, the thing I like about the action figures is that you can move them around a lot, but kind of Hot Wheels to me are just a little too stationary.
Yeah, I see what you're.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, really, people see them as toys, but when you take that picture, you're really bringing that toy to life.
Yeah.
So I get
And
what you're saying.
yeah, no, and I've seen people like if I was gonna do a Hot Wheel, it would be more of you'd have the whole set. You'd have a diorama or everything set up around that. 'Cause I've seen people do those and they're amazing. This I don't know who the photographer is, but he sets everything up and it looks like a car just on the road.
Oh
You
yeah.
know? And he has the it's like it's on a road. He puts dust and dirt and like does atmosphere and everything. So it's just that would be too stationary for me, but there's people out there that can, you know, they take pictures of food and it looks amazing. So the
Yeah.
car, no problem.
I mean, I like looking at those food pictures, but I hate it because every time I look at it, it makes me hungry.
Yeah. Well, they're doing their job then.
Right? So before the pandemic happened, and before you got into doing toys or toy photography, where would you, what was your favorite place to go out the wildlife to take pictures at?
Well, see, I'd only been doing that for a year, so I was still trying to find things to do. I was still trying to find places to go. You know, I was working full time as well. So whenever I had a couple of days off, I would be like, okay, here's a day trip. I can go do something. And I was trying to find places everywhere.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't actually fully involved in it yet. I mean, I was going place to take pictures. But there was this place near us called Baylands, and they had a bunch of birds and stuff in there, and that's usually where I would go to do wildlife photography.
Awesome. Yeah, I understand. It's hard to get to go out to take pictures to, you work full time, family. You want to
Yeah.
spend time with your family, kids, and everything like that. And by the time you get ready to go take a picture, it's late at night and you're tired.
Yeah. So it was a struggle, just like, okay, it's my day off. I want to rest, but I'm going to go do photography as well. So,
Oh yeah. Especially on those days off, man. It's like the whole week you're prepping yourself to, all right, Friday, I'm gonna go take a picture. I'm gonna go out and take some pictures.
yeah.
By Thursday, Friday morning comes up, you're like, man, I really don't feel like going.
Yeah, there was times that I set up trips to go on a long trip down to San Diego, or no, not San Diego, near San Diego, and it was gonna be a long trip, and I was like, do I want to do this? Do I want to do this? And I was like, okay, you should do this. Just
Right?
go.
Man, it can be hectic sometimes. It's you gotta you have to juggle around, but you have to make sure you photography is something you really want to do, but you have to manage the family, the job, and then all your responsibilities basically, and then you can okay, photography's up there, but you got to do your responsibilities first.
Exactly, yeah.
So, for someone that is just starting wanting to be, get into photography, would you recommend them buying a new or used camera in or gear?
Well, I mean, for me, my stuff was handed down to me before I bought my camera. But I would say go used, because you don't really know what you're gonna like or dislike about some of those higher end cameras, because there's so many buttons and stuff that you can get kind of confused. So you kind of want to go with, I think, like an older kind of used model, just to start out with and see what you like and what you prefer.
I agree. Well, I didn't get a used one,
Well,
but go ahead.
yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah, those higher, like even those higher end ones, because I got a Canon 5D Mark IV, and those higher end ones can they were super challenging for like when I first got it. There were so many things, and then I was used to sometimes using the presets on those other ones, and then they don't have those. So
Right.
you're just kind of like, okay, I got to really know what I'm doing and really study up on this.
Yeah. I notice I'll admit it right now that I did this where you know how when I don't know if you follow him, he's on TikTok and he has an Instagram. No Way Jose Photography.
I haven't heard of him.
Well, he was using I can't remember the darn camera name. Fuji or Fuji, something like that camera. And all the pictures he was taking was amazing. And I was like, all right, you know, I don't know what was in my think I was thinking in my head, and I was like, that's the camera I need to take amazing photos. Well, I went ahead and bought it. Man, I tell you, like you were saying, it has so many buttons. That darn thing had so many buttons, I couldn't figure the darn thing out. I just went ahead, went back to my Canon where I know what to do, you know, what buttons to push, you know, what settings to do, and everything like that. So that's what's kind of like what how you felt where at first when you got the new was it M5 MD?
5D Mark IV.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But when you first got that, you're like, oh man, you got kind of overwhelmed. And then did you go back to your old camera or did you keep trying with your new one?
I was kind of going back and forth because I would go take some photos with the new camera and then be like, okay, I'm gonna go take some photos I know are gonna turn out well with the old camera.
Yeah.
But it took me a long couple of weeks to figure out that camera.
I bet a lot of
Yes, YouTube
YouTube.
helped a lot,
YouTube does help a lot.
especially just with like settings, like going in and finding the right settings, because the settings, there's just like tabs and tabs of settings.
Yes. So what YouTube, it's good for I believe that's what I did though when I started doing photography. I YouTube even before I bought my first camera, I YouTube, okay, what camera would be best for a beginner? And then, you know, it showed different cameras and then okay, I'll do more research on the Canon T6, Rebel T6, I think I got. And I did. And you know, I looked finally did a lot of research. I looked up in the stores. Okay, well, you know, Target, Best Buy, Walmart had it. Did my research on, you know, on that. Waited a little bit and bought the camera. And I mean, honestly, if any beginner listeners are out there listening right now, YouTube, everything. I mean, it actually helps you a lot.
I learned pretty much everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly I did too. What have you learned since you first started doing photography?
So I would say things that I, for me, for patience, was not all shots are going to turn out how you want them to. And embrace the happy accidents.
Right.
That photo that I was telling you about before with the fog machine, that was just a happy accident. I was doing it and I was trying to go for another effect. And all of a sudden I go back, look on my camera, see what happened. And I was jumping up excited. I was just like, that looks beautiful. This is amazing.
Right.
So happy accidents. Embrace them.
Usually, sometimes I don't know if this goes for you, but sometimes the photos that you don't think turn out good turn out the best out of all of them that you take.
There's been a couple times that I'm like, I looked at a shot and I'm like, that's going to turn out horrible. I don't like that one. Then I bring it on to Lightroom and look at some filters to put on it, and it just, everything gets brightened up, or it just, the shadows or something just sparks.
It catches, it, yeah. What, that one thing catches your eye, and it,
yeah,
you post it and it catches everybody's eye.
Yeah, there was one that I had done a while back with snake eyes, and I wasn't happy with it. I showed it to my mom, and I'm like, what do you think? I'm having trouble seeing if this looks. She's like, that's amazing. Like, the light coming through, like, I had some dust debris, and the light coming from, like, a tree I had set up, just some light rays, and I was kind of iffy about it the whole time, but she was just like, no, that's great. So
sometimes looking at a photo, I guess you can say that we sit down too long looking at photos, and like, you know how you, like you just said, you know, looking at the photo, you're like, man, that looks all right. But you're, when you showed your mom, she's like, that is amazing. Sometimes it takes another pair of eyes to see that.
Yeah.
Or catch, you know, I can ask my, sometimes I ask my girlfriend, you know, she gets this probably 20 times a week. I'll take a photo, and she's like, I'm like, oh, what do you think of that? She'll just glance at it. Oh, that looks good. That looks good. Nice, babe. Nice. But sometimes I'll get that one photo where, you know, she's like, oh, wow, that's really cool, or, you know, amazing, or whatever. And it just takes a, or, you know, she'll tell me, oh, maybe you should brighten up that one spot in the left-hand corner or on the bottom corner. And, you know, it'll look better. I didn't see it, I guess, because I'm, you know, looking at my iPad doing editing for 20 minutes. I mean, it's not long, but it can still go do a toll on your eyes. So, but like I said, it just, sometimes it just takes a different or another set of eyes to see that.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes it's also, you have a vision of what you want it to look like. And someone else can come and go, no, that's great. And you're like, oh, really? Like, I was envisioning this, but now you say that, oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You know,
if you don't, like, get caught up in your own head of, like, this image is supposed to look like how I want it to look.
Yes.
Step away for a minute and come back, maybe.
Right? Sometimes you have to do that. So, for all the, so what, do you have any tips for someone that is looking to start doing photography, or that's been doing it for a little while, but that needs that, you know, an extra tip, or, you know, extra influence?
I would say, just like experiment, challenge yourself, maybe that shot, like, that didn't work, try again, or figure out why it didn't work. You know, like, it's always, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Or position in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you always want to try to challenge and change and experiment. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, I had another question, one more question, but I forgot what I was going to say. All right, well, Mr. Anthony, it was really great to be able to talk to you. For all the audience that are wanting to look at more of your work, do you can you tell them that your Instagram or your TikTok?
Yeah, so on Instagram, I'm under Mattea, Mattea. _toy_photography, and it would be the same for TikTok as well.
Awesome. I'll keep that in the show notes, or I'll put that in the show notes below, and so if anybody wanted to go look at your work, that they could go out there and look at it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate it, and it was really amazing to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.